Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Whatever the Tar Heels did over the holiday break, it was a miserable failure. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Since the big win over Kentucky on the last day of the fall semester, the Tar Heels have pretty much gone straight downhill, missing 19 free throws and getting clobbered on the boards by Texas, lucking out in overtime against Davidson, a ho-ho-hum win over 4-8 Northern Kentucky 2 days after Christmas, one good half against 6-9 Wilmington, and Sunday's, whatever adjective you want to put in there, loss in the ACC opener on the road. Roy Williams has his work cut out for him for the rest of the season to somehow get the Tar Heels to 20 victories and an NCAA tournament bid. Based on their play at Wake Forest, that wasn't the same team that upset the top three preseason teams in the nation. Those wins were supposed to be confidence builders, but it was pure carelessness after the first few minutes against the Deacons. Bulletin: losing an early lead, letting Wake get back in the game, and giving the crowd a reason to roar is not the formula for winning on the road in the ACC. Carolina dominated the boards in the first half but shot so poorly it could not get many second-chance points out of it. And lackadaisical play in the second half allowed Wake to build a 13-point lead despite missing 14 free throws and giving the Heels numerous chances to close the gap. When they finally got a chance to get within one possession, fifth-year senior Leslie McDonald committed a foolish flagrant foul that gave the Deacons 2 free throws in possession when it should have been a jump ball with Carolina having the arrow. Playing unforgivably soft around the basket, they managed only 11 trips to the free throw line for the entire game. A few flying slam dunks isn't going to do it when you aren't driving the ball to the hole with authority and missing 13 of your 15 three-pointers. And they made more unforced errors than a lousy tennis player, many of them trying to pass the ball from one teammate to another. In a rotten nutshell, it was a shameful effort for guys wearing North Carolina across their chest. Even the best Tar Heel teams I can remember didn't take anything for granted against any opponents. This team hasn't earned the right to do that for any part of any game. The spring semester starts Wednesday when Miami visits. Maybe that will turn things around. That's about the only thing we can hope for. This is Archansky. See ya.